Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is, what is an HSA and how do they work? Now, before we get into that, I want to go through a couple housekeeping items. One, I want to talk about our tax minimization program. If you're looking to save even more in taxes, we have our tax minimization program where we go through a bunch of different items. You can find out more at taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. Within our tax minimization program, we have a full library of tax saving training, strategies, templates, basically all information to maximize your tax savings. We have unlimited access to our team for all your general tax and accounting questions. Essentially, you'll have our team in your back pocket on this entrepreneurial journey for those general questions. We have monthly group training sessions where we deep dive on both baseline and advanced tax strategies, and we also have an exclusive private Facebook group to help support your goals. Again, check that out at taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. Finally, do not forget to check out our Small Business Tax Savings Summit. This is a virtual, two-day, 12-hour event where you will walk away rejuvenated with ideas and implementation steps to lower your tax bill immediately and pay the least amount in taxes as legally possible next year. We are holding this June 14th and 15th of 2022, and if you sign up before November 30th of 2021, you will receive $150 off. Note, if you are a member of our tax minimization program, the summit is included in that membership. Learn more about the summit at taxsavingspodcast.com/summit. Again, don't forget to check out our free Facebook group as well. Just go into Facebook, type in Small Business Tax Secrets. Today's topic is, what is an HSA and how do they work? And this is the second episode in our healthcare mini-series. And when it comes to tax planning around your healthcare, a health savings account, or HSA, is going to be a key part in what you'll want to consider. So let's start with the basics. What is a health savings account? What is an HSA? An HSA is essentially a savings account that allows you to contribute money into it pre-tax to pay for qualified medical expenses. However, unlike a flexible spending account or an FSA, which you might have heard of, it is not a use it or lose it type account. Funds roll over year to year. So what are the benefits of an HSA? Why should you be considering an HSA in your business and in your personal life? An HSA is a super powerful tool because of many different benefits that come into play. The first one, you get a tax deduction for the funds that you can contribute into an HSA. So you get a tax deduction on the money that you put into an HSA. If you withdraw funds from an HSA, those are tax-free if they're used for qualified medical expenses, and any interest or earnings within an HSA are not taxed. This is a beautiful thing. You get a tax deduction for the money you put in. If you use those funds for qualified medical expenses, they're tax-free coming out, and any earnings or growth within the account are also not taxed. You know, traditionally, in order to get a tax benefit from out-of-pocket healthcare cost, you would need to itemize deductions and have a pretty large amount of costs in order to do that. However, with an HSA, you get that tax deduction on your contributions. So it's a great way to get a tax benefit, without having to have high medical costs and utilize itemized deductions as that method. Again, this is not a use it or lose it account. The contributions remain in the account until you use them, and you can invest and grow that account tax-free in the meantime. Many people we know choose to self-direct their HSA account. You can invest the funds within an HSA in things like mutual funds, stocks, rental properties, and other assets. So it doesn't just have to be a small, you know, 0.5% savings rate. You can invest the funds within the account, and again, the growth is tax-free. An HSA is also portable, which basically means that if you change employers, it doesn't matter. The account sticks with you, so it's not tied to your specific employer. Basically, the HSA is a rare tool that the IRS lets you win on both ends, the contribution and the withdrawal. For this reason, we typically recommend everyone, business owner or not, be maxing out their HSA contributions first off if they qualify and if they can afford it. An HSA is a super powerful tool. Now, what are the limits? How much can you put into an HSA? For 2021, If you have an account that is just for yourself, not a family, self only, the maximum you can contribute is $3,600. If you have a family account, that number is $7,200. So $3,600 for self only or for a family, $7,200. And if you're age 55 or older, there's an additional $1,000 allowed that you can contribute. So we talked about, you know, maxing out an HSA, hitting those contribution limits if you qualify. So we want to talk about, how am I eligible to contribute to an HSA, or what do I need to do to qualify for an HSA? In order to qualify, you must have a few qualifications that you meet. First, you must be covered by a high deductible health insurance plan. Oftentimes, these are called HDHP, high deductible health insurance plan. And basically what this means is that you have a deductible of at least $1,400 if you're single, or $2,800 if you're a family plan, and this is for 2021. Second qualification, you cannot be covered by any other plan that is not a high deductible health insurance plan. Third, it's not eligible for Medicare. And fourth, you cannot be claimed as a dependent on someone else's return. So in order to be able to contribute to an HSA, the main kind of factor here is that you must be covered by a high deductible health insurance plan and not be covered under any other plan that is not a high deductible plan. Now, a few things that we want to talk about that kind of digging deeper into that HSA too. It's one of the only tools where we can get a deduction going in, we earn tax-free, and then we can withdraw tax-free. Now, a lot of people say, but Mike, I'm healthy. I don't have medical expenses. And this is what we say, even if you are healthy and you don't think you're going to use the funds, someday you probably will. Someday you're going to have medical costs. And instead of using money that's been taxed, after tax dollars for that, why not take advantage of this great opportunity in the tax code? Another thing to think about is that if you withdraw money from an HSA for non-medical expenses, you're going to face a penalty plus taxes. So we're not going to recommend this. However, if you're over age 59 and a half, there's the possibility to withdraw for non-medical expenses, and then you just simply pay taxes on it. It's kind of like an IRA. You're going to not have a penalty if you're over 59 and a half. So for those of you that say, I'm healthy, I'm never going to have medical expenses, well, once you hit 59 and a half, this kind of turns into an IRA, similar to a retirement account, but you've had some of that growth and a deduction going into it. Now, most people are going to use this for medical expenses sometime down the road. Instead of using retirement funds for medical expenses when you hit that age, why not use a device like this that is a win-win on all ends of it and one of the rare tools that the IRS provides us? Many people we know look at an HSA as a savings vehicle because there is no tax on the interest or gains earned within it. And again, you'll know at some point you'll need to use those medical funds. You'll need to have medical expenses at some point in your life. And this is a great tool that you can use to pay for those. Now, what is considered a medical expense? There are a lot of things that would qualify as an allowed medical expense. And this is things like prescription meds, copays, over-the-counter meds, first aid supplies, home healthcare items, and so many more. So what qualifies as a medical expense? That range is pretty big. So if you want to get an idea of what may qualify, there's a company out there called the HSA Store. Basically, if you just look up, I believe it's hsastore.com, and they have on there, everything on their site qualifies for an HSA expense. So they have over 4,000 products on their site. So it's a good idea to just check it out to get an idea of what is available. What are some of those things that you can use those funds for? I think you'll be surprised that even if you're extremely healthy, you can be using these funds today for some of those items that would qualify. So that's kind of the HSA. Again, this is a tool that we recommend for everybody. Whether you're a business owner or not, we recommend that you be taking advantage of an HSA. Again, just to kind of recap what an HSA is. Basically, it's a savings account that can be used to pay for qualified medical expenses. You get a tax deduction when you contribute money into the HSA. The interest or earnings within an HSA are not taxed, and withdrawals are also tax-free if used for qualified medical expenses. Now, in order to qualify, in order to be eligible to contribute to an HSA, you have to be covered by a high deductible health insurance plan. And again, that is a deductible of at least $1,400 if you're a single plan, or $2,800 if you're a family. if you qualify, the 2021 limits, the maximum amount you can put into an HSA is $3,600 if it's just a self-only account, or $7,200 if it's a family account. And if you're age 55 or older, there's an additional $1,000 allowed. So again, this is an incredible tool to check out. It's a great way to get a tax deduction on going in, earnings tax-free, and a tax-free withdrawal if used for qualified medical expenses, which most likely everybody will have, as well as the HSA store has so many different options on different things that you might not even think qualify as a medical expense, but may be available to you. We also have a blog post on this specific topic, so check out our show notes. In there, we have some links to the HSA store if you want to check that out. Again, this is the second episode in our healthcare mini-series. We're just going through some of these healthcare things we want you to be thinking about, as both on your personal side as well as on your business side, ways that you can save taxes using these different types of vehicles. Again, don't forget to check out our tax minimization program if you want to kind of have that long-going arrangement with us where we're constantly helping you out, looking at tax strategies. You have access to ask general questions to our team throughout the month. And then also don't forget to check out our Small Business Tax Savings Summit, which will be going on next year. We're super excited for that. And we are really encouraged to see the business owners that are going to be walking out of there saving so much taxes. So I want to thank you for listening to another episode. Next week, we're going to continue our healthcare miniseries on another topic that is going to be helpful in this area. So thanks again for listening to another episode, and I will see you guys next week.